Mr. David Ferquin here on a Thursday morning. Hello, David.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, doing good, doing good. Try to give you some hay cutting weather later on this weekend.
Sure, we'd like to have it.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, we were talking earlier. David said you hadn't cut any hay yet.
So. Yeah, no, it's been kind of tough this year, and I missed a couple of opportunities, was busy doing some other stuff, but actually missed a couple of opportunities to cut some, but I mean, it is what it is, and you have to get it when you can. So hopefully this next little window, we'll be able to get some put up.
Yeah, and I think just the quality of what's been cut so far hadn't been quite what it should
be.
So. Well, what's going on agriculture-wise these days besides hay cutting and no hay cutting?
Well, there's a lot of things going on, Alan, and I do want to make mention of a couple of things. We talked about farm safety, and we've talked about it for years on this program. Curtis Dame and Daryl Simpson have a couple of extension agents, friends of mine, have actually done a video series. You can get that on YouTube. But if you'll go to the McLean County Cooperative Extension Facebook page, like that, and you'll search down through there, you'll find a link to all those videos. They did a really good job, and it's a lot of good information. State troopers are there on the videos as well, so you're actually getting some accurate information. So I do want to invite folks to go and look at that, and you can search it on YouTube as well, about farm safety, and has actual videos of farm equipment going up and down the road. And it actually, when we're talking about citizens that are not involved in agriculture, it actually has a section in there about that. So what to do when you meet a farm equipment on the road and those type things. So it's a great video, and there's five or six different little segments of it, so there's not very long, so it'd be great for somebody to come look at.
I talked a couple weeks ago on Across Kentucky. We had Keith Todd on the transportation cabinet, but at the same time put out information just reminding folks to slow down. And I think an interesting story there, people don't realize what farmers in agriculture do when they're moving equipment back and forth, and probably give credit to Seven Springs. I mean, Mike Oliver and the crew and Joe Nichols, they do a great job moving equipment and trying to keep it as safe as possible. And you got other folks like Riverbend Farms and, so Benson Farms and people like that who all do the same thing. They try to keep it safe, but it's a two-way street there. You got to have it on both sides.
You got to have consideration on both sides of the fence, Alan. And I think folks do that a good job of doing that for the most part. But, those videos will be a great learning tool and great teaching tool for those folks that are not necessarily involved in agriculture to learn about, what pains it is to move equipment up and down the road, especially our narrow two-lane roads that we have in the counties, are just wide enough, barely wide enough to get a tractor and planter and those type things down.
Absolutely.
So,
you got your planning coming together for, I guess, your meeting this summer?
Yeah, Farm to Fork is coming up pretty soon, and which also I'd like to talk a little bit about Farmer's Market as well. But our Farm to Fork dinner, Alan, coming up July the 10th. Love for folks to come and be a part of that, and anybody that wants to do that, while you can get tickets, are available at the McLean County Farm Bureau. They're available at the Independence Bank in Livermore, and they're also available at the McLean County Cooperative Extension Service. And you can actually buy a table of eight, Alan, for $100, which is a significant savings. Tickets are $15 a piece. So if folks need any tickets, we'd love to hook you up and want you to be there. Jeff Nally is going to be our speaker. Jeff is actually a native of McLean County. Grew up there, and so I'm sure we'll hear lots of good stories about McLean County back in the day and those type things. So we're real tickled to have him be with us as well. But part of that, Alan, is that we're having a dinner that is all McLean County produce. And then it will also be the next county over, Davis County, is where we're going to get our meat from. A local hog farm there in Davis County. So it's all Kentucky Proud products, all Kentucky grown and everything. So I think that's a very unique part of our Farm to Fork dinner on July the 10th. So we invite folks to be a part of that. One of our hosts as well is our farmers market vendors. Farmers market is going on right now, Alan. Every Monday, they are in Sacramento at the Battlefield Pavilion. On Tuesdays, they are in Livermore at the Independence Bank. And then on Thursdays, which today's Thursday, and Saturdays, they are at the Calhoun Baptist Church. So invite folks to patronize those folks, and they really do a good job, and lots of fresh vegetables already going on. Had a really good turnout on Tuesday at the Independence Bank over in Livermore. So looking for a big turnout today, and there at Calhoun. So invite folks to be a part of that.
Hey, very important, very important. Our farmers markets do a great job, and I've been working on a series on Across Kentucky, David, and people may hear this from time to time. Featuring some different farm markets around the state of Kentucky, and it's neat to see what people are doing out in their particular farm markets to bring agriculture to the communities. And
so. Yeah, everybody's got a little different deal, and in McLean County they're open 4 days a week. There's not very many markets that are open 4 days a week. I think you'll find across the state. That's something kind of unique to McLean County, and they got different locations and those type things. They several little communities there in McLean County, and they try to hit them all. That's really good as far as I'm concerned from our vendor standpoint, trying to get that produce out to those folks. And Alan, a lot of times that produce is marketed to people that may not have another opportunity maybe to buy fresh produce. We're always talking about things that are healthy and those type things. Why there's not anything much healthier than fresh produce. So that's what we do at the Extension office. We try to help promote those and promote recipes. And our FCS agent, Amanda Dame, does a great job promoting recipes that include all of those different types of fresh produce in her recipes and get that out to the general public.
Very, very important to do that. I think it's part of how agriculture feeds America, really.
Yep, absolutely.
Very good. Very good. What else is going on these days?
Well, a little bit of planting, Alan. A little bit of bean planting still left to do. Mm-hmm. I think most of the corn is in the ground. We did have a lot of wind up in McLean County yesterday, or the night before, actually. And hopefully we didn't get too much rain yesterday that the corn will straighten up. But it was actually some of us laying flat yesterday. So hopefully that'll straighten up. We won't get any more rain to amount to anything. And, won't be any more problems than what we have. But soybeans are coming up. We planted our plot last Wednesday. And I was out there Monday, and our soybeans are already up, so they're off to a great start, and got a little rain on them. They probably got a little more yesterday, but hopefully everything is good there, and everything looks pretty good. But like I said, we had a little bit of wind. Hopefully that corn will straighten up, and but everything else looks pretty good.
I noticed yesterday some wheat laying down here after all the wind too. And so
it will. As that grain starts to ripen it get closer and closer to cutting that wheat, if we have any of these winds and things, and a lot of moisture has a tendency to lodge worse than normal. So hopefully we won't get a lot between now and harvest. harvest still a little bit off, I think probably a couple of weeks. It varies from year to year. We've cut wheat in the end of May and all the way down to July, first of July. So it's a big range there. Just kind of have to see. Just depends on what the weather does and how the wheat ripens. So
once the farmers get rolling, it'll happen in no time.
And that's right. And I want to caution folks to be cautious of. You'll have grain trucks out there. You'll have planters. You'll have combines. All those different type of pieces of equipment out on the road, just be cautious. It don't take but just a second to close that gap if they're going 20 miles an hour or 25 and you're going 55 or 60. It just takes a millisecond to close that gap, so you need to be cautious of that. Pay attention to what you're doing, and they'll get over it as quick as they can. You can't get off everywhere like you used to. The equipment is so big,
right? Sure.
You risk turning that over. So hopefully folks will be patient on both sides, and our farmers will let folks buy when they have the opportunity.
Thank you. Very, very important. Mr. Perkman, always great to have you with us on Thursdays here on the Morning Ag Report. We'll see you again next week in June.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alan.